Welcome to today's ClearForge Daily Briefing. If you have spent any time working with AI coding assistants or automation tools, you have likely heard the term prompt engineering. It is the idea that if you just find the right combination of words, the AI will give you the perfect output. But today, we are moving past that. We are looking at a fundamental shift in how we build with AI, moving away from the magic of the prompt and toward the reliability of the harness. A new technical analysis from GitHub suggests that the secret to AI productivity is not in the phrasing of your request, but in the structure of the environment where the AI operates. This is a shift from drafting to active workflow automation. Think of it like this. If you are training a new employee, you do not just give them a vague instruction and hope for the best. You give them a desk, a set of tools, a clear manual on company standards, and a supervisor who checks their work before it goes to a client. That is exactly what an AI harness is. It is the collection of repository instructions, terminal execution boundaries, and review gates that keep an agent on track. GitHub found that when they restructured their own code review processes around pull request evidence and clear Unix-style exploration tools, they actually reduced their model review costs by 20%. More importantly, they maintained the same high level of bug detection. This matters because it changes how we view AI reliability.
We are moving from a world where we hope the model is smart enough to a world where we build systems that are robust enough to handle the model's output. For developers and creators, this means you should stop spending your time tweaking your prompts and start spending it on your workflow containment. If you are using an AI to help you code or manage data, you need to define the boundaries. What libraries is it allowed to use? What files is it allowed to touch? What tests must it run before it tells you it is finished? This is not just about efficiency, it is about safety and predictability. When we look at the broader landscape, we see this pattern repeating. Whether it is the new stateless model context protocol that lets agents work through standard web firewalls, or enterprise platforms like Cognizant using spec-driven development to manage AI deployments, the trend is clear. We are building guardrails. We are building protocols. We are building harnesses. So how do you apply this today? I want you to try a simple experiment. If you are working on a coding project, create a file in your repository called .github/copilot_instructions.md. In that file, define three simple rules. First, restrict the style and the framework libraries the AI is permitted to import. Second, require the AI to output a concise rationale for its changes and a list of modified files before it actually generates the code. Third, specify the exact test command the AI must execute to verify its work before it submits a pull request.
Run a standard task with these instructions, and then run one without them. You will likely find that the version with the harness requires significantly less manual cleanup. Now, we have to be realistic about the risks. Automation is powerful, but it is not a replacement for human accountability. We have seen reports from Microsoft where AI is discovering vulnerabilities faster than human teams can patch them. This is a warning. If you automate the discovery or the creation process without scaling your review and remediation workflows, you are just creating a bottleneck. You are creating a pile of work that you cannot manage. Automation must include human review loops. You must have a human in the loop to verify the output before it hits production or reaches a customer. This is not a suggestion. It is a requirement for professional work. So, what is our verdict for today? It is time to test carefully. Do not rely on the AI to be your supervisor. You are the supervisor. Use these harnesses to define the rules, but keep your eyes on the output. As we look ahead, watch for more tools that allow you to define these system-level instructions. The future of AI is not in the prompt, it is in the protocol. Thank you for listening to ClearForge. We will be back tomorrow with more practical insights on the tools and methods shaping our work.